escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
It is Friday night.
It's Friday night.
Don't you wish it was Friday night?
No, I'm happy in the moment.
Yeah. Isn't that very Buddhist of you?
Oh, yeah. You know? When I think of Buddha, I think of John Hancock.
Well, you just said I'm happy in the moment.
You got to be happy in the moment.
Okay, well, it's Monday night. It's Hancock. It's Kelly. That's Matt Pajeski behind the board. We call him PJ. You know that. We played some pool today. I was the Washington Generals, as usual. And tell us how you did, John.
Well, it was a struggle. I was not queuing at my finest. You got off to a 11-point lead, if memory serves. But, the worm turned, and it went pretty well. I had a good run, and then we switched to nine ball, which is a game of luck.
You won that.
A couple of them. And then you won the last one, 5-4.
I won the last one before we came here. Your back was starting to hurt.
I'm really sore. I'm old.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're a grandpa.
I'm a grandpa, and I'm old. And so, yeah, the back was starting to give out a little bit, but... You were shooting well at times, Kelly.
So what's the deal with the baby? Have you gotten a hold of it again since...
Oh, yeah.
Are you, like, over there every day?
Pretty much every other day. So Georgianne's there every day.
Of course.
And I get over there, and baby Tula is doing very well. She went to the doctor. And so a lot of babies... She's 11 days old today, so she's a newborn. And so a lot of babies, they put on this 3-hour feeding regimen.
Uh-huh.
Not Tula. She's gained so much weight that they said just feed her whenever she wants to eat, and so they don't have to worry.
That's
about
kind of like, well, that's a Hancock thing. What they say about you. Just feed him whenever he wants to eat.
So she's doing great. Mary Catherine's doing well, and I couldn't be happier. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Feeding whenever you want to eat. Did you? So I was in the Boy Scouts for a small period of time.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Yeah.
Hated every moment of it. I didn't like the camping stuff.
I'm an Eagle Scout.
I know you are.
Yeah.
You have an orienteering bear merit badge, which is the biggest fraudulent badge I've ever heard of, because you can't find your way out of this room we're in.
About twice a year, I pass my driveway going home.
So when I made the deal with my mom, when I quit the Boy Scouts, I would join the Key Club.
Oh, yeah.
Now, were you a member of the Key Club?
We didn't have a Key Club.
Okay, Key Club is the Kiwanis version of a high school version of Kiwanis.
Right. Yeah, you had Mr. What's his name?
Ron Kerr.
Yeah,
one of the great people out there. And so we would have our meetings what was it? It wasn't an old country buffet.
Oh, well, who wouldn't want to be there?
Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever used to go back to the buffets back in the day?
I did. So when I was in the legislature, there was an old reporter from the Joplin Globe named Jim Wolf. He'd been there forever. Fascinating guy. He's probably, I don't know, 78, 80 years old.
Right.
And I was 24, 25. And about once a week, we'd go to the old country buffet there in Jeff City.
Right.
And we'd just hog out, man.
What was your favorite thing? I mean, it's pretty awesome that you can get fish and crab legs.
Not at the old country buffet. They didn't have any crab legs.
Meatloaf.
They had the fried chicken.
Blueberry jello.
They had the, I don't know what kind of steak it was, but it wasn't a steak that...
Would they have it under the light and they'd cut you pieces of it?
No. It was just a flap of it there and you just pick it up and throw it on. And then the mashed potatoes and the peas and the carrots and the green beans and the salad bar, which probably is, in the age of COVID, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, and didn't you like the soft serve ice cream at the end of the night?
Yes, I did that as well.
Yeah. I did too.
Yeah.
So, I loved those old things.
Yeah, the buffets. Now
I wouldn't do it anymore.
No, I really loved going to the Ponderosa. You ever go to the Ponderosa?
Is that the place where you could throw the peanut shells on the ground?
No, that was Jack's or Better.
Okay.
The Ponderosa was a little steakhouse, and you go in there and you go through the line. You say, I'll have a T-bone, and they give you a T-bone, and then they got the salad bar. It was wonderful.
Wait a minute. It was like a buffet style?
Well, it had a little both. So, yeah, you'd go through there.
Through the line, get your meat, and then
you'd get your little tray.
Did you wait for them to cook it, or did you go sit while they cooked it?
Well, I'm sure they were all cooked, but, I mean, they pretended like they were cooking it.
I see.
So you get your baked potato and your steak there on the plate. And, then you got the salad bar and all the fixings and the vegetables. That was good stuff.
I thought the Ponderosa, they had peanut shells on the table and eat old-fashioned peanuts and then throw them on the floor.
No, that was a place called Jack's or Better. And that was before your time. That was back in the 70s.
I remember going to a restaurant where you could eat peanuts and throw the shells on the floor.
Probably Jack's or Better.
Jack's or Better.
Yeah.
Chuck-a-Burger, did you ever go there back in the day?
Never did.
Now, that was up there where you grew up, right?
Yeah, and you know where else I've never been is Woofie's.
I've never been to Woofie's either. That's the hot dog place, right?
Have you been to Woofie's?
Love Woofie's. Best hot dogs in town.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
It's in Overland.
Overland.
It's on the way to the Q and Cushion.
What's so great about it?
We passed
a hot dog.
It's historic Woofie's.
Yeah.
436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Woofie's, there's one of them.
Uh-huh.
There's one Woofie's.
And so
and
you
it's
can
been
get
there
the,
forever.
Like the chili dog, or you
they
can
got
get
it
the...
All. They got it all.
Yeah.
And I've never, and I feel, in fact, you know what? This weekend I'm going to Woofie's.
Well, you know what? Why don't we do it after our show on Friday?
All right, let's go to Woofie's.
Before we come back to be on Glover, we'll go to Woofie's and we can tell the team about it.
I'm in.
That'll be a lot of fun.
And then, if we really want to do it upright, Kelly.
What's that?
We can go to Woofie's and have a dog.
Uh-huh.
Down the street, literally, is the Q and Cushion.
There we go. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
That's totally what we're going to do.
A day spent in Overland is a day well spent.
We have blown up the phone lines. Let's check in with somebody.
PJ's. The phones are ringing. PJ's.
Who we got, PJ?
It's Dane. Dane.
Another Dane.
Dane, you're on KMOX.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you. It's the first time I've ever talked to y'all two.
It is.
Well, hello, Dane.
That's the first. And what's amazing, it's the first time we've ever talked to you as well.
Well, I used to call in when what's his name was on the overnight.
Yeah, what's
we
his
traded
name?
Him
Ryan Recker.
Oh yeah.
But you were talking about a place where you could eat peanuts and throw it on the shells on the ground.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Yeah.
That was actually a place called Logan's Roadhouse.
Logan's Roadhouse.
Cape Girardeau.
All right, in Cape Girardeau.
Was there another place called the Ground Round?
Yeah, oh yeah, there was a Ground Round. Yeah.
Could you do the peanuts
and
there?
No.
The caller before that said Ground Round.
All right. Go ahead, Dan.
I think you could also do it at Texas Roadhouse, too.
Huh.
Wow.
You ever go down to that place down there close to Cape Girardeau where they throw things at? Yeah. Sykeston?
Yeah.
They throw the roll at you?
Yes, I've been there. I love it.
They whip it from like across the room at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you a little story. I was with church group one year.
Yeah.
And we went to Lambert's Cafe.
Lambert's,
oh, I loved it. We were sitting in and they said heads up. I'm like, huh? The next thing I know, I felt something go boink around my head. I'm like, what the heck was that?
It was a roll.
We throw rolls here.
Yeah.
But because of my visual impairment, now they just hand the rolls to me.
Yeah. Well, that's very nice.
That's kind.
Now, let me ask you, Dane, are you a baseball fan?
Yes.
Okay. So can you name a Cardinal player whose first name was Dane?
No, I can't.
Dane Orge. He was a bench player in the 1980s. He was on that 1985 Cardinal team. He was actually the designated hitter when we went to the American League ballpark. Dane Orr.
Well, I didn't actually come to the St. Louis area to 92, but I actually follow two baseball teams.
Yeah.
I follow the Cardinals.
Right.
And also follow my Texas team.
Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
So who did you root for in the World Series when the Cardinals and the Rangers were playing?
I was torn.
Yeah, yeah.
I was torn, but I just wanted to give you a call and let you know that Logan's Roadhouse at Cape.
Dane, you have made our night. We want to thank you for calling, and I hope many a roll falls in your lap, and may the bluebird of happiness pass by your doorway.
Well, thanks a lot. Y'all have a great night.
You too. That was Dane.
Next up, CNFL Insider. But first, listen to this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
You know what that music means. It's time for us to go to our NFL insider. He's none other than John Jr. coming to us from the Second City. Junior, how are you?
Live from the Windy City, Michael. Beautiful day here in Chicago. How is it over in St. Louis?
It's starting to warm up here. We're going to get 92, 94 degrees for the next couple of days. I bet it's going to be fabulous up there in Chicago this week.
Yeah, we hit the low 80s today. Going to be a nice weather week. Hopefully summer here to stay.
Yeah, nice. It's about time, right?
It makes the old walk to work all the more pleasant in the morning.
It does, indeed.
Well, and the nice thing about summer coming, you know what that means? We got the NHL playoffs, and then training camp starts for the NFL. You got baseball. It's such a great time for sport. And we just got through the draft, and you know there's not a week that's going to go by without us talking about the saga that is the biggest fraud in the NFL, Baker Mayfield.
Exactly, and I think, unfortunately for Baker, everyone knows he is a fraud. Pete Carroll and the Seahawks don't even want this guy. Now he's coming out his camp. They're coming out with the excuses. He's got a library full of them saying that the Browns set him up for sabotage. They sabotaged him with how he was set up for failure in this most recent season. And I think you look at the game tape, his decision-making clearly – showed the league a lot, and they didn't like what they saw.
Well, so, I think everybody's afraid of his paycheck, right? Like, nobody's going to take him because it's too big of a paycheck. Well, if he's so confident in himself, will he take a pay cut?
So I think he needs to. No one's going to give up anything for his current salary. Teams don't want to take the cap hit, and the Browns might have no choice but to cut him, and then his ego is going to take a big hit when he's got to sign for much less money than the $19 million he's guaranteed.
Well, I mean, you got the USFL out there, and the XFL is coming back. There could be – he might end up being the quarterback of the St. Louis Battlehawks. Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be something. I don't think – I wouldn't like our odds to win the XFL, I'll tell you that.
I love him. I love talking Baker Mayfield.
All right, so something I don't follow quite as much as you, John, is this the UFC where they, the guys are fighting and I guess they had some big competition over the weekend?
Yes, so they had the lightweight championship, and Charles Oliveira, the defending champion, actually vacated his belt because he missed the weigh-in. He was a half a pound overweight, so he had to vacate the title, which meant that, he was no longer the defending champion. If he wins, he doesn't get it, and the guy challenging could win it, but he took out his opponent, Justin Gaethje, got him to submit in the first round. So he's looking like he's still going to hold on to that, depending on who his next opponent is. And we had a local Missourian, Michael Chandler, got a big win in the lightweight division from High Ridge, Missouri.
Wow.
Jefferson County. It's got to be one of the
Jefferson County.
UFC
capitals. What's the lightweight weight limit? Is that like 160 pounds or something?
155.
155.
So the guy missed.
You remember 155 pounds, John?
Yeah, I
think I was in fourth grade, fifth grade.
My left leg. So you're saying the guy missed his way in, and he still got to fight?
Is that a
siren I hear there in downtown Chicago?
We got lots of sirens in this beautiful city. The headlines aren't wrong, folks.
Well, be careful out there.
No, always. Head on a swivel and you're fine.
Do the sirens at night keep you up?
So I adjusted pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's just pretend it's the falling of the rain and you can't tell the difference.
All right. So are you following the St. Louis Cardinals while you're out there in Chicago?
I am. And, it's a bit of a mixed bag with these Cardinals.
Right.
Just dropped two to the Giants. And I think it's time we seriously consider calling Gorman up from AAA, sliding Edmund over to short and kind of pulling the plug on this Paul DeJong.
Do you think DeJong is done?
Yeah, I wanted to be a believer, but, I mean, how many chances are you going to give a guy? We kind of saw a similar thing with Carpenter. I think best thing for him and the team is to see if anyone's interested in him and move along.
Well, but here's the challenge, and this is why it's a difficult decision. So You could definitely improve the offense, bringing Gorman up, moving Edmund to shortstop. But there's no guarantee because Gorman's an untested commodity at the big league level. He's having a great time in AAA, but DeJong had a great spring training. So, you know, when you're hitting off of pitchers that aren't so hot, you might do a little better. But the real problem with the trade-off is you're going to weaken two positions defensively right up the middle. You're going to weaken the second base position. Gorman is a natural third baseman. He's just now learning the second base bag. And you're moving Edmund, a Gold Glover at second base. There's another police car. And you're moving him to shortstop, where DeJong is a better, arguably, shortstop. Does that not concern you?
It does a little bit. And you're hoping Gorman is able to make the transition quick, hit at a high level to kind of offset that, you know, defensive downgrade you'd be getting.
Yeah, I mean, so it's going to be really interesting to see how that all plays out. Juan Yepes, Cardinals called him up. He is on fire. This guy
he's been playing real well.
He might be the answer at DH. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely like what I'm seeing out of him. Seems to be a much better addition than Corey Dickerson in the role. Hopefully he can keep it up.
Yeah, Dickerson's had the big contract, though, and he is a good hitter. He just hasn't taken off yet this season. I don't know if you saw yesterday, the Giants cut a former Cardinal pitcher. Did you happen to notice that?
I did not. Who got the X?
Carlos Martinez has been cut by the San Francisco Giants.
That's a shame.
So there was a guy making $18 million a year. He had the world on a string in so many ways. What do you think was the issue with Martinez, Johnny? You think it was physical, mental, or both?
I think it was mental. You know, I think I've run into him a few times at the Tin Roof, which obviously that never ran into Pujols there.
You ran into Carlos Martinez at the Tin Roof?
Yeah, well, a couple of times.
He had incidents all over town, too. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he had been on the east side into a couple of skirmishes.
Wait a minute. What's the Tin Roof?
It's like a kid bar downtown.
Oh, okay.
Like 24-year-olds,
okay,
right?
Yeah. It's
I've aged out.
Wow. So you're telling me that while you were living under my roof, you were attending the Tin Roof Bar?
No, this is when I was in Tower Grove.
Oh, that's right.
All right, back in the day.
Hey, Johnny, yesterday the Blues had a great day on the ice. We now are tied up 2-2. Jordan Binnington was in the net. If you are the Chief, do you stick with Binnington or do you go back to your keeper of
Billy
the year.
Husso.
Billy Husso.
Yeah, I think you stick with Binnington. You know, I understand people who would say otherwise, but I think you put him in, see if he recaptures it, and try to take out the Wild. And we're going to need Binnington to play on his head to have a chance against the Avalanche. And I think he has the potential and certainly the past record of the upside to make that a possibility, at least.
Chicago's own John Hancock is our guest here. We're talking a little sports for this segment. Now, my buddy Michael, John, has been become a new convert to F1 racing. Is that something that's crossed onto your radar screen?
And so I've got a lot of friends who've gotten into it in a big way. I really haven't, but you know, certainly growing in popularity, and it's something I definitely want to get into.
And did you get to see the Kentucky Derby on Saturday?
I did. That was it was a great one. We had Rich Strike 80-1, I think. They said second biggest long shot to ever win.
Yeah, since 1913. And did you put any money on any of the horses in the Derby?
I did not, but I saw a trifecta. $1 would have paid out $14,000.
You imagine?
Wow.
You imagine?
So that means
the Superfecta paid out what, like $358,000 or something?
So
yes, something ridiculous.
If you put $10 on the trifecta, if $1 pays out, what'd you say?
$14,000. That'd be $140,000.
That'd be $140,000 with a $10 bet.
How about that?
Put $100 on there. How much would that be?
Oh, come on.
Kind of carry the one. It's like $1 trillion. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be amazing. All right. Everything going well in your world?
Things going well in my world. But yeah, the books made a killing on that Derby. No one had Rich Strike.
Right. No doubt.
They did not.
Buddy, listen, we got a couple of weeks off. We got Cardinal baseball on Monday night. So get out there, explore the Titus City, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you here in the next couple of weeks when we return on the Hancock and Kelly Show.
Absolutely.
That's John Hancock, our sports insider from Chicago, Illinois. When we come back, who's the biggest sports celebrity you've ever seen play? That's next on KMOX.
About to be a great night.
Feeling good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
It is Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. You can catch us on Fridays. By the way, this Friday will be the first Friday that we will be on in the no longer named Charlie Brennan show.
Post-Charlie Brennan era at KMOX.
Yeah, that's...
You know, that's worthy of a conversation. Let's spend a segment talking about that next hour.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure we'll talk a little on Friday as well. But yeah. What a great dude. Hey, speaking of great dudes.
Yes.
So there was a picture this week from the F1 race.
Yeah.
And it was David Beckham.
Formula One.
Yeah. There was David Beckham.
It's a car thing.
Arguably maybe one of the greatest English football players of all time.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton, the greatest F1 racer of all time.
I've never heard of any of these
people. You never heard of Lewis Hamilton?
No.
I mean, Dan Marino, arguably one of the greater, better quarterbacks
never
of all time.
Super Bowl.
And there was one other individual in that photo, and it was Michael Jordan.
Heard of him.
Who is clearly the greatest of all time when it comes to basketball.
Well, I think you can make a... Yes, I think...
No, what do you mean you can make an argument? There is no debate.
I agree.
You know, I sit with my nieces and nephews, and they try to tell LeBron and I'm like, listen, LeBron's insane. It's awesome. He's great.
Yeah.
He's over the top.
Yeah.
Nobody rivals Michael Jordan. I tell you my Michael Jordan story.
No.
So Michael Jordan retired from the Bulls. Goes back and plays again with the Bulls, then retires, and then winds up coming back with the Washington Wizards.
Well, because he played baseball in there for a little while.
Yeah, he played with
the White Sox.
The White Sox, and he's going to go play with the Washington Wizards.
Right.
I have to go to D.C., as you and I occasionally do.
Yeah.
And I realize the day I'm up there, there's a basketball game, and Michael Jordan will play in it.
Huh.
John, I buy tickets, I overpay for him, because I simply wanted to see him. I mean, here's the greatest
You've never seen him before.
Sport player of all time.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'd like to be able to see him in person. So I buy my ticket, I overpay for him, and this is pre, you know, all this nonsense, you know, phones and apps and all that kind of stuff. So there I am, 2 days beforehand, Michael Jordan blew out his knee in a game, never played another game.
Wow.
I saw him walk in his regular street clothes, never got to see Michael Jordan play.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I guess the best sports athlete I saw play in my lifetime was Tiger Woods right here at dealing our own PGA championship.
Yeah.
In hockey, I was fortunate enough to see Wayne Gretzky for the Blues.
Yeah, me too.
And in football, back in the day, now Kurt Warner is awesome, but I don't consider him on the level of the person I'm going to mention, Joe Montana.
Oh.
I saw Joe Montana play the old football Cardinals, but I guess it comes down to Tiger Woods for me as the greatest athlete I ever saw play.
Well, I saw O.J. Simpson.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Right here at Busch Stadium?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Did he kill us?
Ran for 203 yards against the Cardinals.
Yeah, so he was on fire.
Yeah, and but certainly for me, the greatest athlete, and it's somebody that was done before you were born.
Okay.
His last season was 1975.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the great Bob Gibson.
Really? And just lost him recently.
Yes, he died in 2020, I believe.
Right.
And I saw him
pitch. Did you know you were seeing something special at the time?
I mean, it's Bob Gibson. I mean, and I came along later in his career. I mean, you know, when he had those years in 68, when he had the 1.12 ERA, I was 4 years old. So I got to enjoy. Now, I remember listening to his no-hitter on the radio against the Pirates in 1971, I believe it was, or 70.
Would that have been a Jack Buck call?
It was a Jack Buck call, and it was a no-hitter for Gibson. He took care of Al Oliver, Vic Davalio, and Willie Stargell in the ninth inning.
Wow.
And he struck out Stargell to end the game as no-hitter for Gibson. August, I think it was August the 19th of 1971, if my memory serves correctly.
Wow.
And he was just the greatest pitcher ever. And then, of course, you know, late in his career. So 1975 was his last year. Do you have the sound on that there, PJ, the no-hitter for Gibson? No, never mind. So his last season, he was kind of struggling, and they were bringing him out of the bullpen, and it was late in the year, and he even thought about leaving mid-season.
Gibson?
Yeah, he wasn't hitting his standard. And the Cardinals were, you know, they were doing the farewell tour. And so we were playing the Cubs, and it was Bob Gibson Day at the ballpark, and they gave him a car. It was the second or third last game of the year. And they'd given him a car or something and, you know, showered him. They retired his number. And we get into the game, and the Cardinals are winning. They got a pretty good lead. They bring Gibson in late in the game. And he walks the first batter, and he gives up a base hit. He walks the next batter. Bases are loaded. And the Cubs had a utility player by the name of Pete LeCocq.
Oh,
who,
of course.
Pete LeCocq.
Mr. LeCocq.
Well, if you remember the Hollywood Squares,
right?
The host of the Hollywood Squares was Peter Marshall.
Right.
His son was Pete LeCocq.
Okay.
Because Peter Marshall's real name was Pete LeCocq. So,
okay.
So this was the son of the host of the Hollywood Squares, Pete LeCocq, a journeyman player. And he comes up to bat against Bob Gibson with the bases loaded. And Gibson, the last pitch he threw in Major League Baseball was a grand slam to Pete LeCocq.
Is that right?
And that was the last pitch that Bob Gibson threw. Well, fast forward about 5 years, and they used to have these old-timers games back in the day. And they'd bring the old players back, and they'd actually play a game on the field or whatever. And so it was the Cardinals and the Cubs. And Gibson was on the mound, and up to the plate comes Pete LeCocq in the old-timers game.
Right. Oh, you know what's going to happen.
He drills him in the ribs.
Does he?
Yes.
Did he laugh? Did LeCocq laugh?
I don't think he was happy. Gibson still could bring it at that point. He was probably, 45 years old. but that was the greatest player I've ever seen, the greatest pitcher I've ever seen. The guy was just a complete competitor and, phenomenal. My hero in baseball.
Well, listen to this moment.
Two men out, nobody on, bottom of the ninth, 11-0 Cardinals. 1-1 on Stargell. The pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss, strike two, a good low breaking ball. And Gibson is one strike away from the no-hitter. He takes off his cap, he mops his brow, he looks in and gets the sign. He starts the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike called! A no-hitter for Gibson! Simmons roars to the mound, embraces Gibson, who's engulfed by his teammates, as the Cardinals win the game 11-0.
That was it. And I listened to that in my bedroom as a kid. It was 1971. So I would have been 7 years old. And of course, Mike Shannon was still playing for the Cardinals in 1971. That was the year before Mike Shannon became the Cardinals announcer.
Right.
So Gibson was in the booth. I don't remember who was with him. Buck was in the booth. I don't remember who was with him. But that was August the 19th, I do believe, 1971. I'll never forget it. Bob Gibson, no-hitter.
Well, what a special moment that was. Boy, we've got many special more moments ahead for you. You stick around with us. We're going to take you all the way till 10 o'clock right here on KMOX. It's Hancock and Kelly.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life.
Is it George Harrison?
You were only waiting.
No, that's Paul McCartney. This may be my favorite Beatles song.
That's a nice tune. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he sang it when he was here at the Enterprise Center, in his concert. He's a boy. It's like having Mozart or Beethoven still alive. The fact that Paul McCartney is still alive and performing. I mean, this guy has had the impact of Mozart and Beethoven.
You can certainly make that case.
Yeah. The Beatles are a special band. Are you a Beatles nut?
No, I'm not a nut. I appreciate the music, and I've grown to appreciate it more as I've gotten older. But I was never into the Beatles as a young man.
What, because your parents were into it?
My parents were not into the Beatles. My parents were old.
Yeah.
they were into, Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, that is old.
Yeah. Well, they were both born in the 20s. My parents were born in the 20s.
Really?
Yeah. And so
they were roaring in the 20s.
They were roaring in the 20s.
So in the 30s, they lived through the Depression.
Yeah, well, my mom's was a couple years younger, but my dad certainly remembers the Depression.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
It is Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. You can catch us on Fridays. By the way, this Friday will be the first Friday that we will be on in the no longer named Charlie Brennan show.
Post-Charlie Brennan era at KMOX.
Yeah, that's...
You know, that's worthy of a conversation. Let's spend a segment talking about that next hour.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure we'll talk a little on Friday as well. But yeah. What a great dude. Hey, speaking of great dudes.
Yes.
So there was a picture this week from the F1 race.
Yeah.
And it was David Beckham.
Formula One.
Yeah. There was David Beckham.
It's a car thing.
Arguably maybe one of the greatest English football players of all time.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton, the greatest F1 racer of all time.
I've never heard of any of these.
You never heard of Lewis Hamilton?
No.
I mean, Dan Marino, arguably one of the greater, better quarterbacks
never
of all
won a
time.
Super Bowl.
And there was one other individual in that photo, and it was Michael Jordan.
Heard of him.
Who is clearly the greatest of all time when it comes to basketball.
Well, I think you can make a... Yes, I think...
No, what do you mean you can make an argument? There is no debate.
I agree.
You know, I sit with my nieces and nephews, and they try to tell LeBron and I'm like, listen, LeBron's insane. It's awesome. He's great.
Yeah.
He's over the top.
Yeah.
Nobody rivals Michael Jordan.
I
tell you my Michael Jordan story.
No.
So Michael Jordan retired from the Bulls. Goes back and plays again with the Bulls, then retires, and then winds up coming back with the Washington Wizards.
Well, because he played baseball in there for a little while.
Yeah, he played with
the White Sox.
The White Sox, and he's going to go play with the Washington Wizards.
Right.
I have to go to D.C., as you and I occasionally do.
Yeah.
And I realize the day I'm up there, there's a basketball game, and Michael Jordan will play in it.
Huh.
John, I buy tickets, I overpay for them, because I simply wanted to see him. I mean, here's the greatest
You've never seen him before.
Sport player of all time.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'd like to be able to see him in person. So I buy my ticket, I overpay for him, and this is pre, you know, all this nonsense, you know, phones and apps and all that kind of stuff. So there I am, 2 days beforehand, Michael Jordan blew out his knee in a game, never played another game.
Wow.
I saw him walk in his regular street clothes, never got to see Michael Jordan play.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I guess the best sports athlete I saw play in my lifetime was Tiger Woods, right here at the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
In hockey, I was fortunate enough to see Wayne Gretzky for the Blues.
Yeah, me too.
And in football, back in the day, now Kurt Warner is awesome, but I don't consider him on the level of the person I'm going to mention, Joe Montana.
Oh,
I saw Joe Montana play the old football Cardinals, but yeah. I guess it comes down to Tiger Woods for me as the greatest athlete I ever saw play.
Well, I saw O.J. Simpson.
Did you really?
Yeah,
right here at Busch Stadium.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Did he kill us?
Ran for 203 yards against the Cardinals.
Yeah, so he was on fire.
Yeah, and but certainly for me the greatest athlete, and it's somebody that was done before you were born.
Okay.
His last season was 1975.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the great Bob Gibson.
Really? And just lost him recently.
Yes, he died in 2020, I believe.
Right.
And I saw him
pitch. Did you know you were seeing something special at the time?
Yeah. I mean, it's Bob Gibson. I mean, and I came along later in his career. I mean, you know, when he had those years in 68, when he had the 1.12 ERA, I was 4 years old. So I got to enjoy. Now, I remember listening to his no-hitter on the radio against the Pirates in 1971, I believe it was, or 70.
Would that have been a Jack Buck call?
It was a Jack Buck call, and it was a no-hitter for Gibson. He took care of Al Oliver, Vic Davalio, and Willie Stargell in the ninth inning.
Wow.
And he struck out Stargell to end the game as no-hitter for Gibson. August the 19th of 1971, if my memory serves correctly.
Wow.
And he was just the greatest pitcher ever. And then, of course, you know, late in his career. So 1975 was his last year. Do you have the sound on that there, PJ, the no-hitter for Gibson? No, never mind. So his last season, he was kind of struggling, and they were bringing him out of the bullpen, and it was late in the year, and he even thought about leaving mid-season.
Gibson?
Yeah, he wasn't hitting his standard. And the Cardinals were, you know, they were doing the farewell tour. And so we were playing the Cubs, and it was Bob Gibson Day at the ballpark, and they gave him a car. It was the second or third last game of the year. And they'd given him a car or something and, you know, showered him. They retired his number. And we get into the game, and the Cardinals are winning. They got a pretty good lead. They bring Gibson in late in the game. And he walks the first batter, and he gives up a base hit. He walks the next batter. Bases are loaded. And the Cubs had a utility player by the name of Pete LeCocq.
Oh,
who,
of course.
Pete LeCocq.
Mr. LeCocq.
Well, if you remember the Hollywood Squares,
right?
The host of the Hollywood Squares
right.
was Peter Marshall.
Right.
His son was Pete LeCocq.
Okay.
Because Peter Marshall's real name was Pete LeCocq. So,
okay.
So this was the son of the host of the Hollywood Squares, Pete LeCocq, a journeyman player. And he comes up to bat against Bob Gibson with the bases loaded. And Gibson, the last pitch he threw in Major League Baseball was a grand slam to Pete LeCocq.
Is that right? Deep,
and that was the last pitch that Bob Gibson threw. Well, fast forward about 5 years. And they used to have these old-timers games back in the day. And they'd bring the old players back, and they'd actually play a game on the field or whatever. And so it was the Cardinals and the Cubs. And Gibson was on the mound, and up to the plate comes Pete LeCocq in the old-timers game.
Right. Oh, you know what's going to happen.
He drills him in the ribs.
Does he?
Yes.
Did he laugh? Did LeCocq laugh?
I don't think he was happy. Gibson still could bring it at that point. He was probably, like, you know, 45 years old. but that was the greatest player I've ever seen, the greatest pitcher I've ever seen. The guy was just a complete competitor and, you know, phenomenal. My hero in baseball.
Well, listen to this moment.
Two men out, nobody on, bottom of the ninth, 11-0 Cardinals. 1-1 on Stargell. The pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss. Strike two, a good low breaking ball. And Gibson is one strike away from the no-hitter. He takes off his cap. He mops his brow. He looks in and gets the sign. He starts the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike called! A no-hitter for Gibson! Simmons roars to the mound, embraces Gibson, who's engulfed by his teammates, as the Cardinals win the game 11-0.
That was it. And I listened to that in my bedroom as a kid. It was 1971. So I would have been 7 years old. And of course, Mike Shannon was still playing for the Cardinals in 1971. That was the year before Mike Shannon became the Cardinals announcer.
Right.
So Gibson was in the booth. I don't remember who was with him. Or, I mean, Buck was in the booth. I don't remember who was with him. But that was August the 19th, I do believe, 1971. I'll never forget it. Bob Gibson, no-hitter.
Well, what a special moment that was. Boy, we've got Malini special more moments ahead for you. You stick around with us. We're going to take you all the way till 10 o'clock right here on Camo X. It's Hancock and Kelly.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life.
Is it George Harrison?
You were only waiting.
No, that's Paul McCartney. This may be my favorite Beatles song.
That's a nice tune. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he sang it when he was here at the Enterprise Center.
Yeah.
In his concert. He's a boy, it's like having Mozart or Beethoven still alive, the fact that Paul McCartney is still alive and performing. I mean, this guy has had the impact of Mozart and Beethoven. I mean,
you can certainly make that case.
Yeah. The Beatles were a special band. Are you a Beatles nut?
No, I'm not a nut. I appreciate the music, and I've grown to appreciate it more as I've gotten older. But I was never into the Beatles as a young man.
Because your parents were into it?
My parents were not into the Beatles. My parents were old.
Yeah.
I mean, they were into, you know, Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, that is old.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were both born in the 20s. My parents were born in the 20s.
Really?
Yeah. And so
they were roaring in the 20s.
They were roaring in the 20s.
So in the 30s, they lived through the Depression.
Yeah, well, my mom was a couple years younger, but my dad certainly remembers the Depression.
And did you have to hear Depression stories all the time about you know what, you're not finishing your meal. We used to eat Spam out of cans. And
if we happened to have bread in the house, I could go outside and make myself a tomato sandwich.
Is that what he would say to you?
That's what he would say to me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, those are incredible Americans. So birds were the topic that I wanted to bring up with you. So I'm walking in the park the other day, and there's this group of people dressed up in goofy outfits like they're on safari, and they were bird watchers.
There's a bird watchers club in
Forest Park.
Huh.
Now, here's the deal. They're bird watchers, and then they dress like bird watchers, like they're in a jungle somewhere. You're in Forest Park.
They got the little nets?
You're 5 minutes from the Galleria. You're hardly in the wildlife, hanging out in Forest Park, spying on the birds.
Huh.
But I was somewhat jealous of them.
They have their little glasses.
So I'm on my walk, and I see this gaggle of people, and I think, well, what's going on? And they're dressed goofy, and they're all looking at something.
Uh-huh.
So I just walked over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, one guy was describing this owl they were looking at. Well, I could never find it.
And,
you know, I'm like staring there.
Broad daylight now.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
And he was, well, I guess he was in there sleeping or hanging out or whatever they do.
Yeah.
And I never could find them. But, I mean, there must have been 15 of them standing right there, and they're looking maybe 50, 60 feet away. And this nice lady came over and tried to point it out, but I couldn't figure it out. But, you know, birds are beautiful, right?
Well,
so I kind of liked the idea of maybe being a part of bird things. So then I go home that night, John.
Yeah.
I got a dead bird on my back porch.
Ooh. Flew into the window probably?
No. I don't think he did. I think it meant too many birthdays.
It was kind of under.
I have like a little coffee table out on my patio.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of under the coffee table, just kind of on his side, and I think he just went there for his final rest.
That's how I'm going to go.
Yeah,
under the coffee table.
So then I had to pick him up.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, maybe he's got the bird flu.
Ooh.
Because, you know, the bird flu is everywhere right now. And so now I'm washing my hands.
Oh, you picked the bird up.
I picked him up. Well, not with my bare hands. What I did is I went and got a paper bag.
Yeah.
And then I got one of those Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
And I put my hand inside the Ziploc bag. I picked up the bird.
Yeah.
I put it in the paper bag.
That's what paper towels are for.
Then I dropped the plastic bag off of my hand.
Yeah,
I rolled the bag over and then immediately took it outside and disposed of it.
Yeah, poor guy.
Without trying to touch anything in the house because I'm worried about the bird flu. Heck, I'm worried about COVID.
Well,
I'm worried about the bird flu.
The dead bird could have died of the bird flu.
He could have died of the bird flu, yeah.
That's why you use the paper towel. you get like a half a roll of Bounty.
Right.
And it's just a lot of it. That's how I kill bugs. And you get a half a roll of Bounty, and then, because there ain't nothing getting between that bird, your hand, and that half a roll of Bounty.
Well, what, did you think I make a poor decision with a big plastic bag?
Well, plastic bags are porous. I mean, you got, you know.
They're not porous, well, Hancock. What are you talking about?
You could never know if you got the avian
No,
flu.
Porous is, the paper towel is porous.
No, no, not if you get enough of it. I'm talking about a half a roll.
I went with plastic. Yeah, I thought I did a good job.
Yeah, no, you didn't. So you pick up the bird with the paper towels, and then you. So then the other benefit of the paper towel,
okay.
as opposed to the plastic. If you're using the plastic, you could still see the dead bird.
Right.
Nobody wants to.
Well,
see
I put
that.
It in the paper bag.
Yeah, but you first got
so
the
you
plastic.
What, put it in swaddling clothes
yes,
and laid it in the trash.
I don't want to look at the bird once I get down there. I don't even. So I kind of. I don't even look. I kind of root for it there, you know, or the,
right,
get the
right.
paper towels. And, oop, there's a lump. And uh-huh. so then you
then
pick the lump up, and then you put it in the bag, and then you throw the bag away. That's how you deal with a bird. That's how I kill the stink bugs.
The stink bugs?
Oh, my.
You kill them with paper towels?
Yes.
Oh, you're such a man,
and
John
lots
Hancock.
Of them. Lots
you're so
of them.
Manly.
Well, you got to, because they stink, the stink bugs.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of being a stink bug, is that you
that they stink. What
stink.
Purpose do they serve?
To stink.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind
of like,
cockroaches.
It's like can't figure out why they exist.
It's like the Cubs. And so you got the paper towels there, and you pinch the stink bug nice and tight, and then you take it out, and you
then
don't
you
have
can
to ever
smell
look
it,
at it again.
But you can smell it when you're pinching
I
it.
I can't smell it. Gus can smell it.
Do you do the squeezing so that it pops and you
no,
have
I don't pop the bugs. I don't
you
like
have a satisfaction that you killed the bug?
No, I don't want to hear a bug pop. And the stink bugs are kind of thin, so they don't like actually pop.
You did mention about the bird about hitting the window. That happens occasionally at my place. Well, got a big plate window there.
Yeah, because they want to come in and say hi.
And they go, boom, right into it. And sometimes it hurts them and snaps their neck.
I've done that before.
Yeah, well, I've walked into a glass door before.
I have too.
Yeah.
That's why you should never clean your windows.
Mm.
Because, you know, you clean the windows and people are going to walk in there and then you're going to have to replace the
sliding
door.
Yeah, sliding door, right? Uh-huh. Well, mine's big plate glass goes floor to ceiling, so it would make sense that birds would maybe see their reflection and just fly right into it.
Well, you got that nice furniture in there.
Yeah, you know, and I got right. And maybe they want to come in and lounge, but at your house, you've got a standard house. You don't have those ridiculous size windows. Do the birds still fly into the window there?
Yeah. Well, in the kitchen, you know, we got the three windows.
Oh, the three season
sides.
Room, yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they'll fly into that a lot.
Do you ever worry that they're going to bust it open and, like, break the window?
I don't like birds.
You're not a bird fan?
No, I had a bird in the house one time.
I have had that happen, yeah.
We came home. We were out, and we came home, and the babysitter got in her car. She ran out the door, and I gave her their $30 or whatever. And she says, "There's a bird in the house. See ya." The kids are screaming, bloody murder. They're screaming at the top of the. There's a bird, and then I all of a sudden, flop, flop, flop. There's a bird in the house. So I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to do? I am terrified of birds.
Right.
So I did what any strong
called Georgian
man of the house would do. I ran up to my bedroom and closed the door. And the kids are screaming down there. Georgian's screaming. It's in the dining room, they said. And so I thought,
so who took care of this?
So I figured I got to do something here. So I grabbed some sheets out of the linen closet. Mm-hmm. I went down and enclosed the dining room with the bird in it with sheets.
And then so, what?
Then we were very fortunate, Michael. Oh. Bill next door.
Oh, Lord.
Had just come home from a wedding. And he was.
You have literally just emasculated yourself.
I had two sheets hanging up on the dining room, but fortunately, Bill had three sheets going on.
Uh-huh.
And so we said to Bill, "We got this bird in that, you know." So he came over. He said, "I need a fly swatter and I need a shoebox." And so we provided him his
scalpel and a
Bill. He peels back the corner of the sheet. He walks into the dining room, and we hear flop, flop, flop. Silence. And then he walks out with a shoebox in his hand, and he said, in his famous words, "The bird is dead." That
bird didn't have to die.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I hopped in the shower one day, had left my back door open. I know we're running out of time, and the bird flew in.
Yeah.
And so I come out. All of a sudden, I look around my house, and there's bird poop everywhere.
Oh, bird poop is the worst.
Yeah, and he's scared to death, right? Yeah, so this bird is. And he's trying to fly into the window on the way out. So there I am in a towel.
Yeah.
So I went and grabbed another towel.
Yeah.
And just like you, as he was fluttering against the window, I enclosed him in the towel.
Yeah.
And then I got him kind of in a ball, and then I took him outside and opened the towel, and he flew away.
Free.
Yeah. I saved that bird's life.
Well, folks, that's the difference between a liberal and a conservative right there. Michael Kelly, John Hancock will be back next hour. Sean Michael Lyle is next on KMOX.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life.
Is it George Harrison?
You were only waiting.
No, that's Paul McCartney. This may be my favorite Beatles song.
That's a nice tune. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he sang it when he was here at the Enterprise Center.
Yeah.
In his concert. He's a boy. It's like having Mozart or Beethoven still alive. The fact that Paul McCartney is still alive and performing. I mean, this guy has had the impact of Mozart and Beethoven.
You can certainly make that case.
Yeah. The Beatles were a special band. Are you a Beatles nut?
No, I'm not a nut. I appreciate the music, and I've grown to appreciate it more as I've gotten older. But I was never into the Beatles as a young man.
Because your parents were into it,
My parents were not into the Beatles. My parents were old.
Yeah.
they were into Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, that is old.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were both born in the 20s. My parents were born in the 20s.
Really?
Yeah. And so
they were roaring in the 20s.
Roaring in the 20s.
So in the 30s, they lived through the Depression.
Yeah. Well, my mom was a couple years younger, but my dad certainly remembers the Depression.
And did you have to hear Depression stories all the time you know what? You're not finishing your meal. We used to eat spam out of cans. And
if we happened to have bread in the house, I could go outside and make myself a tomato sandwich.
Is that what he would say to you?
That's what he would say to me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, those are incredible Americans. So birds were the topic that I wanted to bring up with you. So I'm walking in the park the other day, and there's this group of people dressed up in goofy outfits like they're on safari, and they were bird watchers.
A bird watchers club
in Forest Park.
Huh.
Now, here's the deal. They're bird watchers, and then they dress like bird watchers, like they're in a jungle somewhere. You're in Forest Park.
They got the little nets?
You're 5 minutes from the Galleria. You're hardly in the wildlife, hanging out in Forest Park, spying on the birds.
Huh.
But I was somewhat jealous of them.
They have their little glasses.
So I'm on my walk, and I see this gaggle of people, and I think, well, what's going on? And they're dressed goofy, and they're all looking at something.
Uh-huh.
So I just walked over there.
Yeah.
And, one guy was describing this owl they were looking at. Well, I could never find it. I'm like staring there.
In broad daylight now.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
And he was, I guess he was in there sleeping or hanging out or whatever they do.
Yeah.
And I never could find them. But, there must have been 15 of them standing right there, and they're looking maybe 50, 60 feet away. And this nice lady came over and tried to point it out, but I couldn't figure it out. But, birds are beautiful, right?
Well,
so I kind of liked the idea of maybe being a part of bird things. So then I go home that night, John.
Yeah.
I got a dead bird on my back porch.
Oh, flew into the window probably?
No, I don't think he did. I think it meant too many birthdays. It was kind of under. I have like a little coffee table out on my patio.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of under the coffee table, just kind of on his side, and I think he just went there for his final rest.
That's how I'm going to go.
Yeah,
the coffee table.
So then I had to pick him up.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, maybe he's got the bird flu.
Ooh.
Because, the bird flu is everywhere right now. So now I'm washing my hands.
Oh, you picked the bird up. I picked him up.
Not with my bare hands. Oh. What I did is I went and got a paper bag.
Yeah.
And then I got one of those Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
And I put my hand inside the Ziploc bag.
Yeah,
I picked up the bird.
Yeah.
I put it in the paper bag.
That's what paper towels are for.
But then I dropped the plastic bag off of my hand.
Yeah,
I rolled the bag over and then immediately took it outside and disposed of it.
Yeah, poor guy.
Without trying to touch anything in the house, because I'm worried about the bird flu. Heck, I'm worried about COVID.
Well,
the
dead bird could have died of the bird flu.
He could have died of the bird flu, yeah.
That's why you use the paper towel. you get like a half a roll of Bounty.
Right.
And it's just a lot of it. That's how I kill bugs. And you get a half a roll of Bounty, and then, because there ain't nothing getting between that bird, your hand, and that half a roll of Bounty.
Well, did you think I make a poor decision with a big plastic bag?
Well, plastic bags are porous. I mean, you got, you know.
They're not porous, Hancock. What are you talking about?
You never know if you got the avian
flu. No, porous is, the paper towel is porous.
No, no, not if you get enough of it. I'm talking about a half a roll.
I went with plastic. Yeah, I thought I did a good job.
Yeah, no, you didn't. So you pick up the bird with the paper towels, and then you. So then the other benefit of the paper towel,
okay.
as opposed to the plastic. If you're using the plastic, you can still see the dead bird.
Right.
Nobody wants to.
Well, I put it in the paper bag.
Yeah, but you first got
the
plastic.
So you put it in swaddling clothes and laid it in the trash.
I don't want to look at the bird once I get down there. I kind of root for it there, you know,
or the
paper towels. Oop, there's a lump. And so then you pick the lump up, and then you put it in the bag, and then you throw the bag away. That's how you deal with a bird. That's how I kill the stink bugs.
The stink bugs.
Oh, my.
You kill them with paper towels?
Yes.
Oh, you're such a man, John Hancock. You're so manly.
Well, you got to, because they stink, the stink bugs.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of being a stink bug, is that
they stink. What purpose do they serve?
To stink.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of.
They're kind of like cockroaches.
It's kind of like.
We can't figure out why they exist.
It's like the Cubs. And so you got the paper towels there, you pinch the stink bug nice and tight, and then you take it out, and you don't have to ever look at it again.
But you can smell it when you're pinching it.
I can't smell it. Gus can smell it.
Do you do the squeezing so that it pops and you
have
satisfaction?
No, I don't pop the bugs.
You have a satisfaction that you killed the bug?
No, I don't want to hear a bug pop. And the stink bugs are kind of thin, so they don't actually pop.
You did mention about the bird about hitting the window. That happens occasionally at my place. Well, I've got a big plate window there.
Because they want to come in and say hi.
And they go, boom, right into it. And sometimes it hurts them and snaps their neck.
I've done that before.
Yeah, well, I've walked into a glass door before.
I have too.
Yeah.
That's why you should never clean your windows.
Mm.
Because, you know, you clean the windows and people are going to walk in there and then you're going to have to replace the sliding door.
Yeah, sliding door, right? Uh-huh. Well, mine's big plate glass goes floor to ceiling, so it would make sense that birds would maybe see their reflection and just fly right into it.
Well, you got that nice furniture in there.
Yeah, you know, and I got right. And maybe they want to come in and lounge, but at your house, you've got a standard house. You don't have those ridiculous sized windows. Do the birds still fly into the window there?
Yeah. Well, in the kitchen, you know, we got the three windows.
Oh, the three-season room, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, they'll fly into that a lot.
Do you ever worry that they're going to bust it open and, like, break the window?
I don't like birds.
You're not a bird fan?
No, I had a bird in the house one time.
I have had that happen, yeah.
We came home. We were out, and we came home, and the babysitter got in her car. She ran out the door, and I gave her their $30 or whatever. And she says, "There's a bird in the house. See ya." The kids are screaming, bloody murder. They're screaming at the top of the. There's a bird, and then all of a sudden, flop, flop, flop. There's a bird in the house. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I am terrified of birds.
Right.
So I did what any strong
called Georgian
man of the house would do. I ran up to my bedroom and closed the door. And the kids are screaming down there. Georgian's screaming. It's in the dining room, they said. And so I thought, who took care of this? So I figured I got to do something here. So I grabbed some sheets out of the linen closet. Mm-hmm. I went down and enclosed the dining room with the bird in it with sheets.
And then what?
Then we were very fortunate, Michael. Oh. Bill next door.
Oh, Lord.
Had just come home from a wedding. And he was.
You have literally just emasculated yourself.
I had two sheets hanging up on the dining room, but fortunately, Bill had three sheets going on.
Uh-huh.
And so we said to Bill, "We got this bird in that, you know." So he came over. He said, "I need a fly swatter and I need a shoebox." And so we provided him his
scalpel and a
Bill. He peels back the corner of the sheet. He walks into the dining room, and then we hear flop, flop, flop. Silence. And then he walks out with a shoebox in his hand, and he said, in his famous words, "The bird is dead." That
bird didn't have to die.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I hopped in the shower one day, had left my back door open. I know we're running out of time, and a bird flew in.
Yeah.
And so I come out. All of a sudden, I look around my house, and there's bird poop everywhere.
Oh, bird poop is the worst.
Yeah, and he's scared to death, right? Yeah. So this bird is. And he's trying to fly into the window on the way out. So there I am in a towel.
Yeah.
So I went and grabbed another towel.
Yeah.
And just like you, as he was fluttering against the window,
yeah.
I enclosed him in the towel.
Yeah.
And then I got him kind of in a ball, and then I took him outside and opened the towel, and he flew away.
Free.
Yeah. I saved that bird's life.
Well, folks, that's the difference between a liberal and a conservative right there. Michael Kelly, John Hancock will be back next hour. Sean Michael Lyle is next on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.